Hey Team Misfit Republic, I'm so pumped to be on here with you guys tonight. First of all, it has been, I feel like, so long since I've been on a team call with you guys. My name is Joelle Cease. If you don't know me, if this is your first team call ever, welcome to our amazing team, and tonight we have an awesome team call for you. We have a special guest speaker, Libby. Libby, before I hit record, my friend, I should have asked how to pronounce your last name.
Oh, it's Traska. You don't say the Z.
Okay. Got it. Because
no.
I was like, my last name gets butchered, and so I'm like, oh, I usually always ask, but we have Libby on with us tonight, guys, and I'm really excited. Libby is a 2-star diamond coach. Huge congratulations to her and her team because she hit that goal on Thursday of last week. So huge congrats to you, Libby. Like, that's a huge goal. I know that we set diamond, and diamond is just seen as this, like, big, huge milestone. But for me and in my personal business and what I've talked to with other Star Diamond coaches about is really 2-star is when the magic starts happening. And it's a huge goal to hit. It's a goal that many have hit. So any of you guys who are on the call tonight can set that as your goal and have a vision bigger than just diamond, because I think 2-star is absolutely amazing and awesome and so much fun, because you're now building. It's not just you building. It's you and a team. So huge, huge, huge congrats to you, Libby. And then she is a Success Club maniac. Like, she is a Success Club rock star, like, knocks it out of the park all the time. I started noticing on my weekly shout outs on my leaderboard Libby's name popping up every single week, and I'm just like, I need to friend this girl. And Libby is a coach on our team Misfit Republic, you guys. And if our business model was kind of like a family tree, which it is, I think I would be like your great, great grandma or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you would be.
Yep.
You'd be my great, great grandma. You're my great, great grandma.
Yep. I mean, that's cool. I think it is so amazing that you and Julia and Lauren Francois have really just taken this business, and I love how deep the leadership within Misfit Republic is growing. It's not just like me here saying, like, I'm like the great grandma who knows everything and tell you stories of back in my day. Like, I've got my pen and piece of paper ready tonight to learn with you guys. So I hope you have a pen and piece of paper, and I'm just going to stop talking and hand it on over to Libby now.
Thank you. Thank you so much for asking me to be on. Yeah. And yeah, you are my great grandma, which is so cool. Cause when I even first joined, I joined Misfit Republic and logged into the Misfit website and saw you and Andrea. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to meet these girls. Like, I'm just, you know, the bottom of the totem pole. And now here I am on a team call. So any of you guys can do this. I mean, I've been doing this for 18 months.
We hopped on the phone last week for the first time, and it was, like, not awkward at all. I seriously got on the phone, and I was like, have I known her forever? Because I kind of feel like that's where our conversation was. Like, we just, like, I knew who you were, and just two friends chatting. So that's, like, that's the relationships that come with this business over time. Is like, we haven't talked much, but like when we did and connected, and we've just like, I just feel like I've known you forever. So.
Agreed. I totally agree. And you know, having our due dates so close and everything like that too, it's been fun going through and like following your journey with your first and my third, and just being able to share, you know, things from maternity clothes to business tips with you and and everything. So I love our team so much. But thank you for having me. And like Joelle said, I got 2-star, finished my 5-week qualification on Thursday, and hoping that this will be month 18 of Success Club 10, or above. I mean, I'm hoping that that's the case. This summer's tough. I'm working my butt off, and hopefully I get reach my goal of successful 10. My whole goal of this phone call or the topic was going to be how to hit successful 10 in your first week, first week of the month. And of course, this is my first time not having it first week of the month. But this call is pushing me to work even harder this month. So, but I'll tell my story of how I got into Beachbody. It's not long or intense or anything like that. But when my second daughter was, she had just turned a year old, and it was just right after New Year's. I saw Lauren, my coach, I was in her sorority. We were in a sorority together at UW-Madison, and she posted a before and after picture of a girl, and it just said it was a before picture and then 21 days. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that girl looks amazing. Like, she did that in 21 days. And I reached out to Lauren and I just said, what's up with this? Like, how can I, you know, get that toned in 21 days? Like, tell me more info. And she wrote me right back and she's like, you know, here's the program. Like, I think you would really love it. You know, you're home with your two girls and it's something you can do from home. And everyone just has really great success. And here's the group. And she sent me the price and everything. And I immediately was like, can I do it without the shakes? And, you know, she said, you know, the objections that we all handle all the time. She's like, you know, it's really good to do it the first round. I really encourage everyone to do it. It comes with the challenge pack and, you know, gave me the spiel. And I was like, okay, I'm in. So I said yes. And I fell in love with it the first week. I lost 5 pounds my first week. I loved the recipes. I loved the food. I like structure. So I loved having the group. I loved the recipes. I loved everything about it. And immediately started telling all my friends about it. Like, we went out that week. I met my friends at the mall, and I brought a salad with my little orange dressing container. And all my friends are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing this program called the 21 Day Fix. And I've already lost 5 pounds. And they were like, what? Like, I want to do it too. I'm like, okay. So I went back to Lauren and I was like, I have like 5 to 8 people who really want to do the 21 Day Fix. She's like, you should be a coach. And I was like, no, I don't think I can be a coach. She's like, anyone can be a coach. You just have to sign up. And so I was a little hesitant, but I was like, okay, I guess, you know, why not? I'm home. Like, I could, this is something I can do from home. I'm having great results. Okay, let's do it. So I signed up and I think I got like success club, like 28, my first month as a coach or something like crazy, like something crazy, because everybody around me was like, oh my gosh, like you're loving what you're doing. And it was kind of crazy. So like, after my 21 days were over, I immediately started coaching. I immediately had a group going and I kind of just jumped in head first. Like, I went from learning about the program like on January 1st to starting my first coach group on like January 21st. Like, it was crazy how fast it all happened, but it was meant to be. I think I saw Lauren's post at like the exact right time in my life and my friend's life. We're all having babies and kids at the time, and everyone was so excited about it. My family was too, and it kind of just went from there with like hitting it first month and kind of hit the ground running. So that's how I got started with Beachbody, I guess. So no like crazy story or anything like that. But and now from then on, I continue to do a similar thing every month. So I guess that's what I'll start sharing with you. I kind of get anxiety if I make it to, you know, the second week of the month without being at least success club 5 or 10. And I know that Joel and Andrea always talk about success club being, you know, don't wait till the end of the month. Make it the beginning of your month goal. And I totally have made that happen from day one, because then you can sort of put that on the back burner a little bit. Like, you don't need to be so worried about it, and you can kind of focus on your team building then. So then I go for, you know, once I hit it, like, I'm still reaching out to people, I'm still doing this, but it gives you more wiggle room to sort of work on more team building structure as well. So Sorry if I'm talking so fast. Okay, so this is kind of what I do. I map it out in a calendar. So I go through, so say for my June group, I'll use my June group as an example. So the end of May, with about 1 week left in the month, so probably like around the 20th, 21st of the month, my current challenge group is usually in their week two of the challenge. So what I do is I post in my challenge group and I say, you guys, I'm going to be tagging some of you in a post on my personal page that my June group is going to be starting. If you comment on it about how much you're loving the group, or if you comment I'm in for next month, or if you engage in any activity on my post, I'll give you 10 bonus points in our group competition for the month. So usually I do like a Fix-A cookbook or a water bottle, or I always do a promotion during my group every month. So I always say, like, I'll give you 10 bonus points if you comment on my post tonight, just to get more engagement in my post and get people who might be shy about commenting on my post to see, like, oh, wow, people are commenting on Libby's post. This must be something really great. Or kind of, you know, ease their fear about reaching out to me. So that's what I do. And then I do my post that night and tell everybody, okay, my post is going up. You know, you guys can start commenting on it. And so that creates a lot of engagement on my post, I think, and it gets people really excited. And I always tag everybody in my current group, or at least the new people in my group. So then their friends all see that they were in my group, which, you know, broadens your network. Thank you. The network is what I'm trying to say. Broadens your network. So then I go through, when I get so excited when anyone new ever comments or likes, and I go through and I contact everybody who wrote to me about possibly learning more about the program, sometimes supposed to be about a free clean eating group, things like that, and I'll reach out to the people. And everyone who commented or liked my post, I jot their name down in a spreadsheet. And then when I reach out to them, I write reached out to them next to their name. If they message me back, I keep track of who wrote me back in my spreadsheet, so I can keep track of who is interested and who I'm in contact with. And then if they're interested in learning more about the program, I email them. So I have an email already set, ready to go, that I email out the information about the program. So it's, you know, what I love about the program, the price, what you get for the price, and my before and after pictures, and the calorie chart, and just, like, you know, the little info about that, like, super short and sweet. Here's the info. I'll check in with you in a few days. Please let me know if you have any questions. And I keep track of everyone in a spreadsheet. And then I really work hard that week, checking in, following up. If they write me back, no, yes, I keep track of all of that. If they say no, I move them down to following up with them the next month. I don't get frustrated if they say no. I just put them, you know, I'll check in, back in with them. I don't take no as a no. I just say, like, okay, well, maybe I'll check in with you next month. And I do. I follow up with everybody, which is why you need to definitely need to keep track of everyone that you talk to. So then I send out the ordering directions on the first of the month. So I don't do this at the end of the month. So even if they say, yes, I'm interested, I want to start now, I say, okay, that's awesome. Like, I will be sending everyone out who's interested your directions to order on the first of the month. And sometimes they'll be like, okay, well, why not now? And I always say, well, I want you to get your shakes and everything closer to the time that we're going to be starting. And they're, you know, they say, oh, okay, like, sounds good. So on the first of the month, I go through and email every person who said, yes, I'm in, I want to order. So I keep track of everybody, email everyone the first of the month. So hopefully that was, you know, 3 to 5 people who I got as a yes. So sometimes on the first of the month, you could already be at 6 house slip 10 and you're good. And then everything you get above that is golden. So, I mean, you set yourself up to hit this as soon as possible. Then the group starts 10 to 12 days later. So you make sure that everyone can get their challenge packs. I used to have this starting the first week of the month, but the shipping seems to be taking a little bit longer now. So I always have it set up now. The groups start like around the 12th to the 14th now even, just to make sure everyone gets their challenge packs. So everyone orders on the 1st, and then the group starts start the 21 days. We usually start prep week the first week while they're waiting for their challenge packs in the mail. And then we start the 21 days, like right around the time they're supposed to be getting their groups. And then I keep all my maybes and I check in with them by the end of the month. And I repeat this every month. Even if people say no, I check in with them. If people are a maybe, this is something that I do that I always tell my coaches to do. If someone says maybe, I add them to my prep week. So even if they don't order on the 1st, let's say the 1st comes and goes, and maybe this person told me they were going to order. I mean, I'm sure this happens to everybody. They say, oh, yeah, I'm in. Send me the order instructions. The 1st comes and goes. I don't see their order go through. The 2nd comes and goes. I write them, and I say, did you get my email? They don't respond. Maybe they change their mind. But I add them to my group. Well, how this helps is they start seeing the engagement and they start seeing the posts in the group, and they hopefully get so excited about seeing how the group runs that they end up ordering. This happens a lot. They'll be like, oh my gosh, I've been seeing your posts now. I'm decided I'm in, or I love your posts, but this isn't for me right now, maybe next month. And if they haven't ordered by the time the 21 days is starting, then I take them out of the group. So, and usually they don't mind because they, then it was a no for that month anyways. But some of those maybes turn into yeses just because they saw how the group was running and they got excited about people talking about their shakes, or, you know, they see the nutrition program I posted, or they like, you know, the accountability and the motivation. So that's something that I do just to get a few of those maybes turned into yeses, which seems to work. Okay, I'm going to move on. Am I talking so fast, Joelle? Am I still on here?
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. I'm just, like, taking notes. And I love what you said about, like, you know, so in a nutshell, kind of what you're talking about is you have a challenge group monthly, and at the, like, mid-challenge group currently, so, like, if we're talking June, you know, people will be thinking about doing posts like this starting, like, as soon as now, you know, where they're tagging people mm-hmm. that are currently in their groups and talking about a challenge group that they're going to have a purchase. I love the purchase by date. Like, you have no idea how even for me and my business, that was a game changer, because I give the example to my coaches all the time. If you just said to somebody and you're like, yeah, you know, come over to my house, I'm having this barbecue and like backyard party thing. Yeah, come over. They'd be like, would they come? No, because you didn't tell them when, you didn't tell them where, you didn't give them the directions to your house. You have to give people direction. And I feel like, you know, you started your business with confidence, passion, and very unapologetic about what that your programs and what you do is 21 Day Fix because it worked for you. Like, period, end of discussion. That mm-hmm. type of confidence is self-rooted. Like, I'm sure there's some people on here that are like, oh, but I feel this way or I feel that way about this. It's like, no, we've got to develop that deep-rooted confidence, and that's what really got you to that Success Club 28 in your first month as a coach, is because you were so passionate and confident and unapologetic of what you had to offer. And then if they say yes, give them a taste, because people are curious, you know, like, what is this whole challenge group going to be like? They've never been in one. They've never heard of one. I mean, they've been added to groups where people are just spamming them with products, right? Like, we've been added to those groups. But when they see that Libby's group is adding value, it's informational, there's motivation and inspiration and excitement in there, they're like, oh, I don't want to be out of this group. And don't think that, like, Libby's this, like, oh, everybody says yes to Libby, because I know every coach is human, and we have objections, and we have people who say they're going to order and they don't. We're all, you know, we are all equal playing field as humans in that aspect. So just, I love what you're going over so far.
Okay, good. I just wanted to check in and see, make sure we're good.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and the objection thing too, like the following up, I know everyone talks about like how crucial the following up thing is to everybody, but it is, it's so, so important. And just because they say no, it doesn't mean that it's no forever. I mean, I have so many people who say no, but then they get curious. Like, then they start seeing people saying like how awesome the program is and how awesome the group is, and they get curious and they want to know, they want in, they want to see what's going on. They hear me talking about it. They hear other people talking about it. And like Joelle said, people don't know what a challenge group is. I was like, what's a challenge group? Like, you don't know what it is until you're a part of one. I've been trying to get this girl to join my challenge group now for almost a year. She talks about it to me all the time and then never signs up and never joins. I finally got her to join my clean eating group this past month, and she is messaging me every day. Like, I can't get over how fun last week was in that group. Like, she's like, you need to sign me up now. Like, I'm having like withdrawals from being in groups. Like, I loved the posts. I loved the check-ins. Like, she was posting pictures and food every day. And I'm like, I've been telling you like how fun this is and how much you would love it. And she didn't understand until she was in that situation where she was like, I don't know why I took so long to do this. I'm like, because you didn't know what you were missing. And the minute she was in that situation, she's like, oh, okay, now I get what a challenge group is. So that's why I think getting like a little sneak peek in a free group or during the prep week, they kind of get a good kind of feel for what groups are about. So I think that you can give people that little sneak peek. But yeah, like, I do not have everyone saying yes, but that's because you need to like be reaching out to tons and tons and tons of people to get those five people to say yes to you that they're going to be ordering on the first. Granted, if you're not at slip 10 and they say, okay, I want to order now, obviously say yes. Like, you're not going to say, no, please wait for the first. If you need to like fill, if you're at slip 8 and you need two more points, be like, okay, yes, I'll send you the information now and have them order. You kind of, you know, you play around with the dates and try to get to your advantage. Another thing too is a coach, another person on my team told me this, is that sometimes they don't take the sale down. You can look at the FAQs, challenge pack promotions, and sometimes they don't take down the sale till like the first or second of the month. So say like for June, the 21-day fix is on sale. If someone says they want to buy it now, I don't want to tell them to wait till the first and then miss out on the sale, because then you're just not, you're not being, you want everyone to be able to save money. So what I do is I make sure that the sale is still going on through like the first or second of the month. So I can tell them, okay, I promise you, you'll still get the sale price if you wait for the first. So then you're getting the successful points in the new month. They're still getting the sale. So it's a win-win for everyone. You don't want to, you know, short people out of a sale and things like that. So keep that in mind too. My next thing is, who are my challengers? My coach Lauren will say this about me. I do not post on Facebook, and I was telling Joelle this earlier. So the posts that I talked about that I post like near the end of the month, that's the only really Beachbody post I post that month, which is crazy. Like, I've been doing this for 18 months. I should start posting more, but I haven't, and this is working for me, but I post one time on social media a month, which is a lot different than what a lot of people do. I still post on social media about my kids, once or twice a month about my family. So I'm keeping, things on there. Like I usually post like once a week. And then during that third week of the month is usually my Beachbody promotional post. What this means is I'm constantly working and messaging people in person. I do a lot of my business in person. My husband and I are very social people. We are busy all the time. We are on weekends and we pack our calendars because that's just the kind of people that we are, and we like to talk. And like Joelle said, like I love this program so much, and I have confidence in it from the beginning just because I know how awesome it is. So I don't have any fear of like screaming from the rooftops how much I love my job and this program and my team and helping others and seeing people's results. I have, even Eric has husbands and boyfriends messaging him like, oh my gosh, thanks to Libby, my girlfriend like is so happy and so confident, and like thinks your wife or whatever. And Eric always gets the, oh, I got another text today from a friend, and that makes me so proud of what I do and how I help people. But yeah, we go to weddings, and you're kind of a walking billboard, is what I like to say. I never posted my before and after pictures on social media, which I should, but I always do attach them in my email that I send. But I like to have people see like the confidence that I felt last summer going to these weddings and social events and being in a two-piece at the swimming pool with my daughters and sort of exuding that confidence about myself and having people be like, wow, you look great. Like, what are you up to? Like, what are you doing? Or I saw your post on Facebook. Like, you look really great. And I tell them and I talk about it and get them excited and interested, and they can see from my excitement of how I'm talking that they want to do it too. They're like, oh my gosh, send me more info about that. I would say like my biggest group that I've been selling to and helping is moms, because that's who I relate to. And that's who people see me as a mom of two. And, they're like, oh my gosh, you look great. You just seem so happy. You have so much energy. It's not about like, oh my gosh, Louise in a two-piece. It's you look like you have a lot of energy and you're running around and you seem so happy. Things like that where I'm like, yeah, you can do this too. I used to not be able to sleep at night, even after my daughter turned one, but after drinking Shakeology and exercising, like I've been sleeping so much better. Even things like that, like mentioning sleep, you find relatable things to people, and they want to join you, and they want to sleep through the night. They want to feel like they have energy and be happy. So if you're talking about those things with people, and like we talk about finding your avatar and your prime customer. Moms are my number one customer. I know the people have dogs, so it's like, you reach out to people like, oh my gosh, your dog is so cute. Like you find things to relate to people. And being a mom is, something that I'm doing. And being pregnant right now too, it's great. Like I have a motivational mom group that I just made with all my pregnant friends in it. And we all are sharing ideas and workouts. And hopefully all these moms now with me after having kids, they're going to want to join my groups. So you have to find your niche of people that you want to motivate. And they're all telling me, you're so motivating. And I'm like, you guys are all motivating me too. Like being pregnant, it's hard to be motivated to eat healthy and stay active. So I'm like, this is why I made this group. This is for all of us to stay active. So that's a huge thing. Weddings, social events. How to broaden your network is like at your kid's school. I'll talk a little louder about like passing out Shakeology packets at Claire's school when I go pick her up. I'm like, oh, here's your Shakeology. Let me know how it goes. And this one also be like, oh, what's that? What are you guys doing over there? And I'm like, oh, just passing out Shakeology and, try to bring people into the conversation. And that's very genuine. I mean, I'm there giving someone a shake and I'm not trying to sell people on it or whatever, but just keep the conversations open with people when you're out with your friends, when you're girls' night, when you're picking your kid up from school, if you're at your son's soccer game. It's all about communication and talking and being excited about what we do and being a product of the product and not necessarily having to post, you know, twice a day or, you know, even a few times a week about what you're doing. I always like to think like, okay, everyone knows I'm a Beachbody coach now, so if they want to join me, they can, and I always let them know when my groups are starting. And they know how excited I am about it, but I'm not shy about it either. People are like, well, why don't you ever post about it on Facebook? Like, are you shy or scared about posting? And I'm like, no, I'm really not. Like, I don't have any objections to people. I love seeing everyone else's posts on Facebook. I think they're amazing. And but everyone just does things differently. And this is just how I did it from the beginning. And it, seems to be working. And so I've just kind of stuck with that. And I've been continuing to just be social and messaging people. Hey girl messages all the time. I'm constantly writing on people's walls. Simple happy birthday messages or, you know, happy birthday to your son, happy birthday to your daughter. I'll reach out to people. It looks like you had a gorgeous weekend on the lake. How's everything going? I won't get into like all the hate girl messages or whatever I send, but because you guys all know how to do those. But I do a ton of those, a lot of those. And sometimes it'll take 6 months to bring up a challenge pack or 6 months for them to be like, to finally be like, oh my gosh, I saw your challenge group. What is that about? Because I'll never bring it up unless it sounds genuine. Because you don't want to sound salesy. You don't want to sound like you're just talking to them for them to join you. But if you seem genuinely interested in them, which you are, it's not like you're faking it. But if you start building relationships and reaching out to people, they're going to want to see what you're doing and join you. And even if they say no, if it comes up, don't stop talking to them. I mean, they're your friends and family and acquaintances. And that was another thing that I wrote down about an objection. If you get an objection from someone, just be so sweet and nice about it and be like, I totally understand. You know, you give your best effort to try to, convince them otherwise, but then check in with them the next month and be like, hey, how's it going? I saw you guys were in Disney World last week. We went in October. How was it? What was your favorite part? Because then they'll be like, oh, okay, so she wasn't just talking to me to sell something. Because I get people messaging me all the time about, hi, did you see my post, you know, yesterday about XYZ? And then I'm like, oh, I'm not interested. And then I never hear back from them again. So that was obviously why they were reaching out to me. So build these relationships and build the trust with people so they know that you really are interested in helping them and learning about their goals and what they want to do. What else do I have on here? Oh, and referrals. That brings me to referrals too. Because if you are genuinely interested in your customers, they're going to want to give your name to their friends and their families. I honestly 100% can say the only reason why I'm still hitting Success Club 10, 20 a month after these 18 months is referrals, because you need to start reaching people, broadening your network of people that you don't know. I mean, all of my friends who have wanted to join me in my programs have done so. It's been a year and a half. That's why it was like crazy my first few months as a coach. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. This is so easy. This is great. Well, it tapers off and like, it's getting hard. It gets really hard. This month is going to be tough for me. But you need to just keep broadening your network, and you can do that with referrals. I run a referral program every month in my group. I give a packet of Shakeology for every referral or two. I give 10 extra bonus points for our Fixate raffle. This month, actually, if you refer someone to if someone buys a challenge group this month, or if you buy one or refer someone, I'm giving them the size program. So I'm like, you know, I'm like begging for referrals here. But I always ask for referrals, and I tend to get a bunch. And Lauren always says this too. She's like, well, we always get so many referrals. But if you genuinely care and if your group can sense that you are genuine and they love the program and they love your group, they're going to want to give out your name and they're going to want to say, you need to like reach out to my coach, Libby. She's very like her posts are motivating. She really cares and she's really going to help you. And I love that. And I really take referrals to heart and I reach out to them, and it takes a little bit longer, you know, to build a relationship with them. But that's what it takes after 18 months. You're not going to know everybody in your groups. And so you need to really build the trust up even more with the family members of these people that are in your group and really get them to trust you and, you know, join you. How I also do the referrals, what did I have down here? People to build trust is, I talked about this in another team call that I did, was I always remind everybody about their Shakeology and their on-demand charges that are going to be happening at the end of the month. So after 30 days, if you buy a challenge pack, you all know that the Shakeology ships automatically and you get charged for your on-demand. I always, always make sure to remind everybody about these two things. And everybody always writes me back, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for the reminder. That's just, like, thank you so much for reminding me. You could have just let this ship. You know, thank you so much. And I always make sure to reach out to them because I have their date of purchase written down by their name in my spreadsheet, so I know what date they purchased. And I always make sure, which is usually everyone's purchasing, like, the first week of the month, so I send them all an email with their choices of what to do. I tell them all about how to save on Shakeology. I write them all about if you keep your on-demand, you get 10% off. Or if you love Shakeology, let's get you signed up as a coach. Why would you pay $140 a month for shakes when you can pay $100? I write them all this email telling them to either cancel, sign up as a coach, keep their on-demand, and I make sure I check in with every single person, and I say, you need to write me back so I know you got this email and let me know what you're thinking. And everybody thanks me all the time. Like, thank you, I did not want to be charged for that, or thank you, sign me up as a coach ASAP. I really want the discount on Shakeology. But everyone, I think, really, like, I earn that trust with people that I'm not just letting Beachbody just continue to charge them for things. And I think that really helps. I don't know, maybe it doesn't, but I think that it really helps build a relationship with people. And they want to, you know, they want to pass your name along, which is how, you know, you keep reaching goals every month. What else do I have? Referrals. Challenge pack sales. When you're following up with people, make sure you talk about challenge packs being on sale. Like this month, 21-day fix being on sale is huge. Saving $20 is a ton of money. If you tell people, buy it this month, it's $20. You're saving $20. Why would you not buy it this month? Even if you want to join the group in July, buy it now. I love saving money. There's nothing better than saving money. And people agree. People are like, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I want to save $20. Thank you so much for letting me know. I do want to buy it this month. And I would say a lot of people come back and they're like, oh, my gosh, yes, done. Send me the directions. So make sure you always tell people about the challenge pack sales, especially when you can get a whole entire program for 10 extra dollars. I always write them and I'm like, if you guys are ready to try extreme, if you're ready to try size, if you're ready to try hammer and chisel, you get it for $10 extra. Like, why would you not get a challenge pack? If it's, you know, for 10 bucks, you can get this whole program. And people love a sale. So make sure you really push sales, because I know that would hook me. I love a good sale, especially on kids' clothes, a little too much. And when they buy their second program, so say you do that, like this month, I am going through every single one of my customers and seeing who has done the 21-day fix for more than like 3 rounds or so. And I think that they're ready for Extreme. I've been reaching out to all these people going, okay, guys, it's time to step it up. You guys need to buy Extreme. It's only $10 more. If you buy more Shakeology, it's 10 bucks. You guys need to try Extreme. And I'm in the works right now with like 5 of these girls trying to get them to do an Extreme round next month. But I'm like, come on, guys, let's do Extreme. So you can only get 2 success club points on your account, or 2 or 3. But what you can do is, if you have a spouse's account, you can switch them to your spouse and get success club points on their account. So this is what I do every month. If someone's buying Size or Hammer and Chisel or Extreme or, you know, whatever, and I want to get more points, I switch that my customer to his account, and they buy it through him, and I get my husband's account to Success Club 5 or 10, so I can start earning leads on his account, and it also racks up volume on my weak leg as well. So it's kind of a double whammy. Usually when I reach 10 on my own account, I send everything else through my husband Eric's account, because you're doubling up on the volume, you're still getting the commission, and you've already hit 10 on your own account. So I usually do that every month, but especially for the duplicates on challenge packs, considering they top you off on 2 or 3. So especially if they bought a challenge pack, switch them to your spouse's account or family member's account, or if you signed up someone as a coach. So that's a tip there. What else? Referrals. Always have your Shakeology customers buy on HD to get your success club point. I always just promise them, I will let you know when it's going to ship. Please just set it up on HD. It will save you like $15 in shipping. I think it's like a crazy amount of money. I always say like, it'll save you a ton of money on your purchase. Just, I will promise you, I'll remind you. So just make sure they sign up on HD or else you won't get a point. My last little tip for you, which is, I just did this for the first time like 2 months ago, was two people. I wanted to do a free shake, or not a free, a Shakeology group, like a 5-day sampler group, and I needed more shakes. And I had two people tell me that they didn't want the shakes. They just wanted the program. And so what I did was I had them order a challenge pack with the shakes and the program, and then I bought their shakes from them to use in my Shako group. So how that benefited both of us was that they got the 21-day fix for $40 instead of $60, because they paid $140 for it, but I gave them $100 for their shakes. So they got the program for $40 instead of $60. And then I got $50 in commission, or $40 in commission. So I got my shakes for $60, and I also got 2 Success Club points on it. But it only worked because they were my neighbor and they live next door, so I didn't have to pay for shipping. But if something happens like that, like I just thought of that last second. I was like, oh, I'm like, I'll just buy her shakes from her, and I'll get the points, and it all worked out. But you can think of little things like that even if you need that extra point or need those 2 points. Kind of a little sneaky move, but I did that last month for more shakes. I think I flew through my list. I think that's it. Oh, I was going to say one more thing about objections, too, because I know Joelle wanted me to talk about objections a little bit, because I do get a lot of objections, and people ask, you know, that's such, like, especially new coaches, well, what do you do when they say no? What do you do when they say they don't want the shakes? What I do in my that original email that I send everyone out, if they're interested, I don't even say there's an option to buy it without the shakes. So I'll say for $160 or $140, you get 30 days of Shakeology. You get all the DVDs. You get the color-coded containers. You get the Shakeology cup. You get me as your coach. You get meal plans. You get all these things for $160. And I don't even say, like, or $60 off the shakes. I don't even give them an option. So that's just what I tell them. And if they come back and ask about it, I give them that price. But I really don't even write it in there from the beginning. If they do come back and ask, I tell them that they can get it for $60, but I just really encourage them to try the shakes. I'm like, I will send you one in the mail so you can try it before you buy it, because I totally understand it's an investment, and I'd love to send you one. So I always send one for free. I don't charge people for the one if they want it, if they really want to try it. But I always just really, really, really encourage people to do it with the shakes. I say you can do it for your first round and then cancel it if you don't want to continue the shakes. But I think that you will love them, and it really, really helps with your first round. So say you buy it for $140. You don't need to spend another penny if you don't want to. You have the program. You can do it at your house. You have the containers. You have the DVDs. And I'm not going to kick you out of my groups. You can be in my groups. I've had people in my groups for the last 18 months who bought a challenge pack last January who have never bought anything else from me, but they're still in my group. Like I tell them, like, I will not kick you out. I'll be your coach forever. You don't need to keep buying things. So for $140, you have me, you have the DVDs, you have everything. So it's a pretty good deal. You're not paying for a gym. You don't need to lug your kids to the gym. I go through like that whole spiel with their objections. You know, they say like, oh, I love going to the gym and working out with people. But they're like, it's so hard to get my kids out the door or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, this, you literally can press play at your house before your kids wake up, during their quiet time, whatever you want to do. But I always, always, always encourage them to buy a challenge pack with the Shakeology. And most of the time I can convince them. If not, that you can't force them, of course. But those are just a few of the things that seem to work for me. Saying long term, you make this one investment and you don't need to pay another dime if you don't want to. But there's tons of ways to save money on the shakes if you love it. But that's kind of how I sell them on it. Like, yes, it sounds like a lot of money, but one time up front, it's not a monthly fee. So that's how I deal with some of my objections there. But I think that's it, Joelle. I'm like panting over here. Like, I'm
no, dude,
talking
you're totally,
so fast.
You're totally awesome. You're doing awesome. I love, love, love this. And I love how you talked about, like, you have your big picture when it comes to reaching out to people. And when we reach out to people or add a new friend, whether it's in person or on social media, whatever your preference is, it's not like, hi, I met them. How can I get them to buy something from me? It's a long-term relationship. And that's why we, in this industry, what we do today doesn't show up necessarily in our paycheck on Thursday. It shows up 3, 6, 9, and compound over time months from now, not like instantly. Like, I love our company and how we do things in the industry compared to, I won't even mention others, but you know what I mean? Like, I literally have a message in my inbox right now from somebody who has only reached out to me because they work for a company and they're trying to sell me something. She's never asked, like, how's things going with pregnancy or how's this or how's that? And if you do things the way Libby was talking about, where you're building that relationship first and that's the intention first, then people will start coming to you and trusting you. There's a bigger picture. And just to wrap up the call super quick, I am an action-oriented person, and I like calendars and scheduling. So when Libby said that, that's what she does. I broke it down for you guys. So hello, June for, or July 1st, Success Club will be handed to you. So if you're following what Libby was saying from this call, from now, the 13th to the 1st of January, is your time to promote a message and reach out to people to follow up with them and have, like, let people know that the order by date is July 1st. Then your prep week would be like the 4th of July weekend. That's a Monday. The 1st is actually a Friday. So that's kind of what I got from your call, your info. You know, maybe having your prep week be the 4th and starting it on the 11th of July, or, you know, having your prep week be the 11th and then the 18th would be your start date. So, and if you guys still need a couple points, heck yes, let some people order earlier than the 1st. But if you are talking to people, and it's like that whole, if you're having a party, if you're having a barbecue, you do not tell them the directions, when, where, what, how, why, anything like that, they're not going to show up. But if there's clarification on what it's going to be like, what value they're going to get from it, and when and where to order by, and when it's going to start, they're going to go in that direction because that's where you are leading them. But if you just say, like, here's the link for the challenge pack, go ahead and order, and we'll get started, and you don't even tell them, they're like, okay, why would I order this then, right?
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, you have. I always make sure to give them dates. Like, you have to have it by this time, or else you're not going to have it. You know, you're going to want to have it to start with us.
Yeah, totally, totally. So many awesome nuggets on this call tonight, guys. I hope you go into the groups and post some of your favorites and thank Libby for being a guest speaker. Like she said, you guys, she's a mom of two girls with baby girl number 3 on the way, building this business, and I'm just so, I'm just so excited for her. I know that this is just the beginning. I mean, 18 months as a coach, and I just think of where you're going to be, you know, 2 to 5 years from now, girl, and it's just going to be amazing. And I know that your business is going to thrive because it is built off of passion, confidence, and being unapologetic of what you have to offer. And I know that in 18 months, you know, you didn't sign up as a coach and have this system your first month. It's something that you have found that works for you over time. And that's what I encourage everybody on the call to do tonight is, like, Success Club is not an end-of-the-month activity. And if you follow that, July 1st, there is your Success Club right there. So thank you so much, Libby.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for tolerating all my, like, random thoughts and tips, and I hope it was helpful to everybody.
Awesome.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks, guys, for hopping on with us.